Please leave your message for...
Okay. All right. I'll try BOE 435 again. That's residential valuation, Branson Hills.
Jennifer, are you able to bring up the actual pictures of the house on Ulrich?
Trey, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization.
We know you. How are you, sir?
I'm good. We've got you on the docket for this afternoon, but we'd like to take you up early if we could. Could you, is now an okay time?
I am actually in meetings pretty much running right up until our meeting that's scheduled. And so, I literally have about 5 minutes right now as I'm on a Zoom call that doesn't really pertain to much of this, but I've got other calls pretty much lined up. Planned up until our meeting this afternoon.
Does what you need to tell us on this particular one on valuation, will it take more than that 5 minutes?
It's probably the same thing you guys have already heard from others in our subdivision, but I could do it in that 5 minutes if you guys would like.
Why don't you go ahead and start, and we'll see if we can get through it.
Okay. Well, essentially for me, seeing the percentage raise as much as it did, it's kind of hard for me to wrap my head around the justification of it. One, simply put, I can't afford it. So if my tax increases the way it is, then what it's going to end up being is an extra $600 a month that I'm going to be paying on that taxes. I'm not going to be able to afford that. That's just simply put. The other thing is the perimeter was a little bit off on the thing that I was looking at, but two, I don't think that valuation you guys are given is even correct, because if I was to bulldoze, a tornado comes and wipes down my house and I rebuild it, the insurance company's not giving me that. And so the home prices in our area are dropping. They're not going up. And so for me to have to pay this much of an increase is just going to absolutely wreck my family and our bottom line. We're scraping by as it is, and so I just don't think it's fair to have this large of an increase without little justification.
All right, I'm going to let the assessor respond real quick about what they've been doing in your area, because your area got reassessed as they go into Branson, but they didn't get to all of Branson this year, but I'm going to go ahead and let her respond.
Okay. So, again, we are moving across the county, assessing everybody. We have done your neighborhood now, the entire neighborhood.
I'm sorry, I'm having a really hard time hearing.
We've done your entire neighborhood.
Can you hear her now? Can you hear her now?
Hello?
Barely.
Okay. So we went across your neighborhood, and we've appraised everybody. You're one of the lower value homes in the area. Your total value is $403,670. You have looks like a pretty much all brick home. If you think our square footage is incorrect, it's all on Beacon. I don't think that we're undervalued. We try to stay within 70% of value, and again, for your home, the assessor's office uses the cost method, and this appears to be correct in our estimation. So,
and Trey, so you understand, the Board of Equalization is an independent citizen board. We're not for or against the assessor. One of the basic questions is if you don't think that 403,670 is right, what do you think your home is worth? Or do you think it's worth less than that? Is, I guess, basically.
No, I think it's worth what it was originally taxed at, and my home is now older and deteriorated more, and you know the homes in our area haven't gone up. I mean, you can wish they would, but they haven't. There's homes that have been for sale that sit there for a while. They had to decrease the price.
I understand the increase and decrease, and that's been rough because a lot of properties have been undervalued for a period of time. But if part of our problem is if the value that the assessor has is less than fair market value, we can't really pay that much attention to the percentage of increase because the properties have just not been appraised up to now. In other words, they've been artificially low for a period of time, and now they're getting to them. And Branson Hills
low
is one of them.
Compared to what? What is your method that you're? I mean, is it assumption based, or is that up to subjectivity, or is there a formula that you guys are using?
Oh no, the assessor's office uses just a cost based method. They have a program that they plug all the information into, and it spits out a number as to value. In other words, they take into account the square footage and the various things, the amenities in the neighborhood. The neighborhood, there's all kinds of factors that they put in, and the assessor's office has all of that information or a lot of that information available through Beacon. You can go in there and look at what your square footage, and if there's an error, things like that, you can get that corrected.
Okay.
This is the same formula that they use for every home in the neighborhood. I don't know if the board has any other questions on this or not.
No.
Well, I will just say this again. I'm just being really blunt and honest.
Sure.
I can't afford this. And so this is not fair. It's not okay with me. It's not like I've got unlimited resources running out of, my pockets here. And so I can't afford this. And so I really think and would like for you guys to consider moving it back to the way it was, because this is, I mean, pretty ridiculous for me. And I don't know what my next steps are. If I need to get with our HOA and we need to get together and get a lawsuit going, I don't know what the next step is. But for me, I cannot afford this. And I need it to go back to the way it was.
Can I say something?
Because my house, again,
just one second.
My house, my house is only worth what someone is going to pay for it for, not what a computer program is going to tell you, or not what you're just, someone's assumption is on it. And I can tell you right now, if I was to try to sell the house, if you're trying to keep it at 70%, you're evaluating it too high.
Okay, well, Trey, that's what we need. We need, if you've got comps or other information that can help us make a decision that the valuation here is above market value, then certainly I think we can help you. But if the valuation is not above market value, we're just not really allowed to take into account the owner's economics from the standpoint of whether they can afford this one or not. But we can. I mean, what we're trying to do is...
Can you show me the formula that you guys used to generate the number that you guys did?
Well, you guys being the board, we don't do any of that, but that's the assessor. But I'm going to let the assessor...
Okay, well, then can the assessor show
sure.
the paperwork, essentially, of how they came up with the number?
Sure. Let me let the assessor respond.
Okay. I think where you're frustrated, and there, again, is nothing that I can do in the county. We appraise you based on the program, and it's going to come out about the same way for everybody because we use the same program. But I believe on your property, you have a CID, a CID, which is a large value.
I'm hearing two people talk. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I believe you have a CID, a CID, on your property, and that's where you're seeing a large amount on it. I mean, anywhere else in the county, you're right, you wouldn't be paying that, but you're part of a community with a CID. So $2,060 of your tax last year was just that CID. Whereas if you were not in that CID district, you'd be paying $2,000 less, which is about where everybody else is in the county. I don't keep track of that typically. I mean, I try, but I heard around 2027, there's a gentleman who's in charge of that SID board. If I were you, I would check with him. But again, you're appraised the same as other houses that are outside of the SID. And so I believe your appraisal is fair, but my opinion of the SID, well, that's, it doesn't matter. I don't mean that in an ugly way. I just mean I can't affect it for you. I can't do anything to change that number.
Well, and again, the SID, when I was assessed before, what I was paying taxes for before, it still had the SID, you know, built in. That part didn't change.
No, we understand it increased. By the way, I think your card gave you a 420.
430.
There was a across the board factor decrease, so it's down at 403,670. It's not at the 430.
So what does that put my total increase at then?
It's at 29.58%.
Because they went through and reassessed everybody in your neighborhood.
Right. We did a land study, so I was able to lower the indexes because the land study skewed things so much higher. And the only way we can do that is to fairly assess everybody across the county so that we can bring people's values down.
Trey, I have one question. If you were going to list your property today, what amount would you list it at?
Well, from just talking to a realtor friend of mine, he thinks that I could probably get about $420. If I'm lucky, including, you know, including the land and everything, he said if I was lucky. But I would have to do some improvements on the inside. So if you're trying to go 70% of that,
what's your square footage?
Oh, I apologize. I don't know that off the top of my head.
All right.
Well, his base area is 2072.
Yeah.
And then his adjusted area, though, is 3920.
No, it's not 39. I could tell you that much. I mean,
you've got a three-car garage. You've got porches, balconies.
No, I don't have a balcony.
Well, I'm just kind of looking at pictures here. And we do put all this on Beacon for you.
What is the adjusted square footage? 39?
That's the adjusted is 3920.
Yeah, that must be counting the garages and something else too, because there's no way that's the living.
Right. Well, it does. It's everybody has that. You know, your adjusted is including any patios, concrete, or not on a house, not concrete, but your garage, your basement, your second level is going to be on that because your base is just the outside measurement. And then each one is, if you look on Beacon, you can print out your sketch and it will show you, like the garage, I think it's 0.70 of the actual assess because it doesn't have all the interior kind of improvements, that kind of thing.
And a lot of this stuff is available on Beacon, is that correct?
It's all available on Beacon.
Okay.
Can I ask, how many bathrooms do you have? We don't go inside, but we do guesstimate the number of bathrooms. How many do you have?
I have 1, 2, 3.
Okay. We only have you down for 2, so you're saving there.
I'll tell you the back, I only have 1. I'm just joking.
I'm not going to run back and change this on you. I'm just saying to you, you know, we put it all out there on Beacon so you can see if there's a problem and you can compare it with your neighbors and you can go out and measure because we put our measurements down also. But
with the economy the way it is, if, you know, you're factoring in values of homes based on the whatever you're using, I think you also have to factor in the economy as well because that's only fair. And as we know, we're in a down economy right now and money's tight. And so to have a 28%, 29% increase, you know, with everything else going on right now, this is just, it's tough.